afternoon, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of the Executive Clemency.
Wait, what is it, Chris?
But the title was on that.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
it's, that's right.
It was, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, you're the only one who has that touch.
Oh, what was that touch?
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, if I leave, then everybody can do it. Okay. Let's see. Who is this Garcia? Yeah, okay, I have a question in my house. What a...
Hi, may I speak to Adriana Martinez?
Yes, sir.
Hi, this is the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I understand you wanted to be on the hearing with Mr. Roger Garcia.
Correct.
Okay, we're getting ready to start that hearing now, so if you would just stand by, I will get back to you at a time when to take any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay, that's fine. I guess we tend to go to my car.
Okay, but you're still going to stay on the line, though.
Yeah, I'm still
going to
be on the line.
Okay, thanks.
Look at that.
Oh, I'm just kind of like, man, I'm just asking my
idea. Well, this is awesome.
Yeah, Mr. Garcia, are you still on the line?
Yes, sir. Yes, I am.
All right, Ms. Martinez, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Mr. Garcia, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. Could you state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record?
My name is Roger Garcia, ADC number 217-855.
Okay, Mr. Garcia, I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are conducting your hearing this afternoon. You have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable C.T. Rice, who is our board chair. You have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, sir. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your hearing lead this afternoon. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Grady, sir. Mr. Garcia, prior to your hearing today, you received and you signed a notification letter that advised you that you were having this hearing today. Do you recall you signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, sir, it notified you of the right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself.
All right. Well, Mr. Garcia, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Grady in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Ms. Martinez?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to also swear you in, too, at this time. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right, well, Mr. Garcia, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out at phase one, sir. You have three allegations listed on your warrant. I am going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, Mr. Garcia?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the first allegation on your warrant states you're violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about November 29, 2018, for the task individual testing compliance summary dated December 5th, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
No, that's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. The next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about November 30th, 2018, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated December 5th, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. And the final allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision number 12C, as demonstrated by your failure to successfully complete the Green Bay Residential Community Behavior Modification Program on November 30, 2018, as directed in writing on November 19, 2018, states that your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. So is that true or false?
That's false.
That's false? Okay, then that you stated that allegation number three is false, I'm going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Grady, to get some additional information on allegation number three.
Allegation number three. On November 19, 2018, the defendant reviewed and signed the Arizona Commission of Supervision, which directed him to enroll, participate in, and complete the Residential Community Behavior Modification Program at V-Grade, located at 2501 West Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85017. On November 30, 2018, the offender was unsuccessful. The discharge from the RCBM program after failing to return to the property on 11/27/2018. Testing positive for methamphetamine on 11/28/2018 and leaving the property without permission on 11/30/2018. The offender failed to complete the program as directed by leaving the program and failing to return on 11/30/2018. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's an absconder from supervision. Follow-up number 30. On 11/30/2018, Peter Crumbleman spoke with the offender's girlfriend by phone, who advised she had been in contact with the offender and was concerned about his mental state and his safety. On 12/4/2018, the offender reported to SMPO, where he was arrested and returned to custody on absconder warrant.
Okay. So, Mr. Garcia, what's not true about that, sir?
When I missed the UAs,
no,
I was told that I couldn't leave the drug program, and it was from my understanding that I was going to get UA'd at the program because they UA'd me at the program previously, so I didn't know that I had to call TAS. And when I absconded, I left. I came back 2 hours late, and they came and woke me up and kicked me out the program.
Okay. And
I mean, I didn't just leave and not come back, okay, is what I'm saying.
All right. So, but you did leave the program, and you came back late, and subsequently, they actually put you out of the program as a result of that. Is that right?
Yeah. But I just want to clear the air and say that I didn't just abscond. Like, I didn't just leave and not come back. You know, I came back.
Well, we're going to follow. I'm going to give you an opportunity to further discuss that when we get to phase two, okay?
Okay.
All right. But then, based on the admission of Mr. Garcia on allegations one and two, and based on the information that we received from warrant number 2018W3479 and information from the parole officer, Mr. Grady, I am going to move to find that Mr. Garcia was delinquent, as he did violate the conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
A motion by myself. Second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, Dr. Wright, I'm going to mark this. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first giving some additional information from Mr. Grady. Then I'm going to go over some information with you in the warrant, sir, and give you an opportunity to present any information that you feel relevant to the board, as well as giving Ms. Martinez an opportunity to speak, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Grady.
Mr. Garcia of Remission DOC, on October 18th of 2018, he was arrested on December 4th of 2018 by parole staff. He has no new charges. He was returned back to the DOC on December 4th of 2018 for a CPE on March 24th of 2019 that reflects 4 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016 dangerous drug violation, 3 years. Prior convictions, 2007 theft, 1 year. 2007 theft of means of transportation, 5 years. 2007, escape, second degree, 1 year, 6 months. 2014, criminal trespass, first degree, 1 year, 3 months. 2014, criminal trespass, first degree, 1 year. He has 4 terms with DOC, his CDIR score of 4-4, mental health score of 3, self-abuse score of 2. He has no gang affiliation, prior terms of supervision, 2011, TIS release, absconded for 8 days, arrested and then reinstated by the BOEC, arrested on a new felony and revoked by the BOEC. 2014, the offender was released on outfield discharge. 2015, TIS release, absconded for 25 days, arrested and revoked by the BOEC. Disciplinary violation of monitoring with drugs and violence noted. Under arrest, 2002, burglary tools possession, Arizona juvenile probation. 2002, resisting arrest, Arizona juvenile probation. 2003, marijuana violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2003, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2004, criminal damage, Arizona juvenile probation. Is a community risk score of a G7V8.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Gwinney. Okay, Mr. Garcia, I'm going to go with some information with you here in your mind. I see that when you were released on October 18th, you were released from prison, approved to have placement on October 18th. You were directed and agreed to reside with your sponsor, your fiance, Ms. Adriana Martinez, at 2622 East Southgate Avenue here in Phoenix, Arizona. At least you were to stay there. You didn't, looks like on November 19th, you were directed to establish residence at Viva 2501 West Elm Street after being referred for, and you accepted into the RCBM program. Looks like on November 30th, you were discharged from the RCBM program after failing to return to the property on November 27th. You're testing positive for methamphetamine on November 28th and leaving the property without permission on 11/30/2018. It also says, sir, that you were reported gaining employment with Precision Cleaning Services located at 1711 East Jackson Street. However, you failed to provide the requested verification documents, and I do see that we did receive some documentation from your girlfriend to verify a check stub that you did work during that period of time. So, where were you going when you left V-Bray, sir?
Excuse me?
Where were you going when you left the program that you were, the RCBM program that you enrolled in? You said you were late coming back.
Where was I going?
Yes, sir. You said you was 2 hours late. Why? Where were you?
I just went for a walk to clear my mind. There was just a lot going on.
So did you test positive for methamphetamines?
Yeah, I did.
So what did you relapse or what happened, sir?
I don't want to come up with excuses. I used and that was it. I regret it. But I don't want to make excuses to say why I did, or you know what I mean? I just want to say I used it and I learned my lesson.
So when you left the property, did you go use and did you leave the property, go use, and then return back to the property?
No. On the 30th, I just went for a walk. There was just, like I said, there was just a lot going on, and being there at the program, you know, you're there with 50 different people, and you know, these people leave the property and come back. You know what I mean? With the under the influence as well, and I don't want to be around that type of stuff, you know, so it was just hard for me to be there with other people that were under the influence, and that program is built to help people, but yet, you know, people are still under the influence there, And I just told my parole officer that it was a bad idea for me to even be there because I didn't want to be around that environment.
Well, it looks like under the sanctions, so it looks like that you had some, you and your fiance, Ms. Martinez, had an argument which upset you, that you felt as though she was seeing someone else, and as a result of that, you just kind of went on a spree using drugs, methamphetamine, smoking marijuana, and drinking alcohol. Is that an accurate statement, sir?
Yeah, that is. I got in an argument and I left, and I dealt with things the way I shouldn't have, and I seen my parole officer. We had a discussion about it. It was from that day. It was the first day that I met with him. We started off on bad terms, and you know, I know that I shouldn't have just left, but you know, I'm right now, I'm in a situation where, you know, I see where I messed up at, and I'm just trying to grow and learn from it and say, all right, you know, if I do get this chance, I'm not going to do this. This is what I'm not going to do. This is, you know.
Okay. So, did you have some mental health issues and you didn't take your medication?
Yes. And I actually have information for a place that I can check out that I just got last week for my CO3 as well. So I'm trying to do what I can while I'm here to get the little connections I can, so when I get out, I'm a little bit more prepared.
Yes, sir. That's a good idea too, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see if the board has any additional questions for you, sir. Seeing no questions coming from the board, Mr. Garcia, I am going to go to your supporter, Ms. Martinez, at this time, and get any comments from her. Ms. Martinez?
Yes.
Are you still on the line?
Hello?
Yes, could you go ahead and present whatever information you'd like to present to the board? Please state your full name and then present the information to the board, okay?
Yeah, my name is Adriana Martinez.
Okay.
And I just have a few things that I wanted to address as far as his place in the halfway house.
Uh-huh.
I was a little, you know, confused as far as how that whole situation came about, because I had me and Sean had a sit down, and everything was supposed to be communicated, which he was supposed to do a whole visit back on November 17th, which he never showed up. He issued out a letter on the 18th for Roger to go in on the following day, which was on the 19th, and that's when he found out that the parole officer was changed to Jason. Now, as far as an argument or whatever was said, Jason actually reached out to me and kept asking me, during an argument, did Roger hit me, and that he, I guess, repeatedly was asking Roger the same thing. So I kind of had an issue with that because that was not even the case. So I don't know, understand why he was even placed in a halfway home when everything from the jump was going okay. My understanding was that when he left the halfway house, he had to 11:59 the night he left to return. Because the halfway house was actually sending out emails to the parole officer to which the police was giving me a call or wanted to know if I knew anything that, you know, maybe that he left. But that he had to 11:59 at night to return. So I don't know if there was some type of lack of communication for him to say that, you know, he didn't show up, or, you know, he showed up, but he's saying at 11:59 he needed to return.
Okay.
So I don't feel like whatever was being said between his first parole officer, Sean, and then it just being right away, like in a blink of an eye, transferred to Jason. I understand things happened, but I feel like there wasn't a lot of stuff communicated that should have been communicated.
Okay. Let me see if the board has any additional questions for you, Ms. Martinez. Send no additional questions from you, Ms. Martinez. So we're going to go ahead and continue the hearing. You're more than welcome to stay on the line as we continue the hearing. Mr. Garcia?
Okay.
Mr. Garcia?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we're coming up on a conclusion of on your hearing before we go into discussion. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board that would be relevant to the case?
I just want to say that I'm not trying to justify my actions with and minimize them. I'll take my part on the mistakes that I made, and really I just want to take this opportunity. I turned myself in. I didn't run, nor did I try. I'm not trying to just look at a free chance to get back out and go back to not being a productive member of the community, but I know that I'm taking this chance to do what I can and do what I need to prepare myself better for when I get out. Hopefully you guys can have it in your guys' minds and hearts to grant me that. But I just want to say thank you guys for your time for today, and that's it.
Okay. All right, well, thank you, Mr. Garcia. Sir, the board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone so you can hear the conversation taking place amongst the board, and then we'll make a determination whether we vote or reinstate you on your community supervision, okay? So please stay on the phone, but I need you to remain silent, okay? Mr. Garcia?
Yes.
Okay. All right, the board's now going into discussion. It sounds as though Mr. Garcia was really trying to turn his life around and get himself together. According to Mr. Garcia, he did turn himself in. He was only an absconder for 4 days. However, he has been an absconder before on two of his other times. And one time he was an absconder, and we released him, and he went out and committed another crime, a new felony, after we had released him after he had absconded for 8 days. So he knows the importance of maintaining a relationship with his PO. But Mr. Garcia has made a statement several times that he want to prepare himself to do better when he gets out. And I think that that's a good statement and a good place mentally for him to actually be in. But I think if he would just take to this, he has a little bit over 2 months left. He'll be released on March 24th of 2019. I think if he takes this time, gets stabilized on his medication, work with his CO3, take any program that they may have in there, and just mentally get himself together. But when he gets out this time, I'm hoping that he'll be much better able to handle the situation, be a productive citizen. He won't be on any parole or community supervision. He can't get with his fiance, Ms. Martinez, and hopefully they can work everything out and get it together, and he won't have any more negative contacts with law enforcement again, and continue to be a productive citizen from that point forward. That is my thought on it at this time. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. With no comment from the colleagues, then I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Garcia, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and he had lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways of company, as he did relapse and use drugs and was absconded for a short period of time, though. 4 days. That would be my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself. Second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, Dr. White. Okay, Mr. Garcia?
Yes.
So the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. However, you will be released on March 24th of 2019. At that time, sir, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. You won't have to go to a halfway house. Hopefully we'll take this time, sir. As you said several times, you want to prepare yourself to do better when he gets out. Take your time, sir. Get stabilized on your medications and make sure that you participate in any program that they may have available for you to participate in. But just Think about what you're going to do, work with your CO3 so that when you get out, hopefully you and Ms. Martinez will be successful and you'll be a positive role model, sir, and a productive citizen and never have to come back before this board again, okay? Mr. Garcia, I do want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for participating in your hearing at this time. That's going to conclude the hearing at this time. Ms. Martinez, that's going to conclude the hearing at this time. We will be disconnected. Thank you for taking the time to participate in this hearing.
Thank you. Okay.